unbelievable, and they're saying the entire region around Gulf of Mexico could be wiped out as far as fish and everything else. Now, I want you to see these things. Folks, what God is saying, I want you to get your attention. I want you to know I am getting ready to come. And systematically, he went through these signs with his disciples and told them, these are going to be the signs of my coming. These are things that are going to be happening. Now, we can look at this and we say, well, it's bad. Folks, is it going to get worse? Yes, it's going to get a lot worse. You say, Pastor, how do we know where we're at? We have no idea when Jesus is coming. The Bible says, no man knoweth the day or the hour. We do not know. I cannot stand here and tell you that in such and such date Jesus is coming. But I can tell you from the Word of God, folks, we are getting closer and closer and closer than we've ever had before. We are seeing history before our very eyes. And as I began to study and prepare for this message, my heart was breaking. My heart was just broken because I realized there's so many Christians that have their head in the sand and say, oh, I've got plenty of time. I don't need to worry about that. I've heard this all my life. And I've heard that Jesus is coming, that Jesus could come back today. And I don't need to worry about it. Yes, we do. Because folks, from the very pages of the Word of God, we are seeing it take place before our eyes, and we are seeing with every news story, with every event that takes place and everything that occurs, we are seeing these things as Jesus told his disciples, these things are going to happen. You know, his disciples, I'm sure, wondered when the Lord talked about earthquakes, and they had earthquakes in those days, but they didn't know what they were. Like what we have today. We have the technology to determine where and when and how strong the earthquakes and what is going to be taking place. Amazing thing. They can almost predict when the earthquake to some degree, but most of the time they can't. We think about the pestilence or the famines. They had famines back in the days, the Bible times, but nothing like what we see today. Nothing worldwide like what we're seeing. The pestilence of the disease, they had disease back in those days, but not like it is today. But I want you to think about this. Even with all of our technology, we have so many different things to record earthquakes. We have so many things to be able to help feed the hungry. You know, There's so many things that can be done and so many little trivial things that can take place. We can cure all this, but they can't. We have all the modern medicine. We have all the equipment. We have all the things that regulate people's health. I'm sure many of you have gone through many different types of treatments, MRIs, CAT scans, and ultrasounds, and all kinds of other tests and different things that can be done. But you know, how many times did the doctor shake his head and said, I don't understand. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you to do. I don't know the right thing to do. We can try this or we can try this and we can try this. I know many of you have gone through surgeries and different things and still have not had the results. We have all the modern technology, but we can't cure people. You think about the idea of cancer. Cancer is a horrible thing. But you think about all the millions and billions of dollars that's spent on cancer research, that we cannot come up with a cure. We can't find out why these things are happening. I'll tell you why they're happening. God said they would. God said these things are going to take place. I want you to see this. That day as he was seated on the Mount of Olives, he was talking to his disciples. He said, all these things are going to come. They didn't understand it. They didn't comprehend in their mind. They thought at that time it was bad. But folks, I want to tell you something. It's not bad yet. You say, what do you mean? It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And I've said this many times and I'll say it again. The abnormal is going to become normal. It's going to be normal for the weather to be crazy. It is going to be normal for disasters to be taking place. It is going to be normal for these things to be happening because God is trying to tell us, I am sending my son. He's coming soon. You need to be ready. The first message that we preach in this series, we talked about watching. Watching. Watching for the Lord to come. Watching and seeing what was going to be taking place. And what we need to do is look at the Word of God and look out and see these signs as they begin to take place, as they begin to happen. And folks, these are things you can check the internet, you can check any encyclopedia, you can check any news organization. These things, these statistics and these things, these are real. These are to date. This is what's happening now, not 10 years ago, not 20 years ago, but right now. God is trying to tell us it's almost over. It's almost done. We've got to get ready. And as I began to look at this, as I began to read the pages of the Word of God, I began to realize God cares about me. God loves me. And God loves people. You know, God didn't have to give us a warning. God didn't have to tell us, these are going to be the signs of the coming. Jesus is going to come. He's going to come whenever. And He is. But these are signs. These are things. And again, we're not to sell everything we have and go on the mountaintop and say, okay, I'm going to wait for the coming of the Lord. We don't have to leave this world or do anything what we have to do is say, God, I want to be ready if you come back today. If you don't come today, maybe you'll come tomorrow or the next day. What we've got to do, we've got to keep that anticipation. We've got to keep that excitement. We got to keep that fire. We got to keep that zeal. And we got to realize, I've got to work, I've got to fight, I've got to see people saved. Praise the Lord, we had two kids saved on Wednesday night in our master clubs. We're grateful for that. That's what we need to be doing. We need to be reaching boys and girls and moms and dads and telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ and reaching out. Folks, what we have to realize, the signs are there. We're getting close. Say, how close are we? I don't know. The Bible says, no man knoweth the day or the hour. But I want you to be watching the news. I want you to be watching what has taken place. You could say, there's proof. He's coming. He's coming. It could be today. Are you ready?